Paul, thank you. A 2-0 home defeat today. What's your assessment?
I don't think we deserve to get anything out of the game, really. You know, with a spell in the first half, the goalkeeper's made three really good saves. We should have had a penalty at 1-0, which is a big decision. But the better team won. Sometimes you've got to hold your hands up. You know, we didn't play anywhere near the way we have been, as in terms of quality and intensity. And if you do that against a good team, you know, we're playing against a team that from the start of the season has aspirations to go straight back up. So we knew it was going to be a tough game today, and it was.
You mentioned in the build-up to this game, the importance of getting on the front foot, quite bullish about getting out and attacking from the first whistle. So was the frustration at the point when you were growing into the game, they then get their opening goal?
Yeah, and look, both their goals have came from mistakes. We've gave the ball away outside our box for the first one. And then they've broke from their corner, which is it's not on, because players know what their jobs are regardless of the result, you know. And I think we've scored more goals in the last 10-15 minutes than any other team in the league, I think, you know. So at 1-0 we always have a chance, we put pressure on, and then for some reason players decide to not manage the game right, and that's killed us.
There was obviously a big talking point. We've just been speaking to Johnson Clark-Harris. He felt it was clearly a penalty. It looked like, from where I was sat, it was just taken out, and the referees offered him no explanation other than shoulder to shoulder.
No, it's a definite penalty, and there was some strange decisions today for both teams, you know. And Enders made one foul in the whole game and been booked for it when he's brushed their player, and there was other things that were going on. But it's a definite penalty, and the linesman and the referee have to get that right.
Can I ask what was said at the break? You're looking for that little bit of intensity and an excuse to get back into the game, aren't you, at this point?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, we switched systems at half-time because, you know, we went out there with an attacking line-up and positive line-up. And, you know, the way we wanted to play it didn't quite pan out, so we changed it. I asked them if they really wanted it and how much they really wanted it. And to be fair, second half was better. You know, but it's just two poor goals we've conceded.
Satisfied overall that you still created enough chances in the game or not?
We did, first half especially. You know, the goalkeeper's made three great saves. One of them goes in, it's a different game altogether. You know, but I have said we've got 10 games left, 10 big games, and we're still within touching distance.
Johnson Clark-Harris brought in, obviously. How did you feel he did today? What's your assessment on his debut?
I thought it was difficult for him today, you know, because we'd too many players slightly below par. You know, and we'll see the best of Johnson when our players up their performance levels, and they have been, and it's I don't want to be too harsh on them, but at the same time that they've got to know that what we've had today is not what I want, definitely not what the fans want, because we're much better than that.
Nathan Tyson brought off, was that a knock? Is that a new concern, Paul?
Or? Yeah, he's been taken out, and he's went over a bit in his ankle, so we'll see how he is.
10 games left, obviously. We are now pretty much push and shove, aren't we, at this stage of the season. What's your assessment so far, then?
Look, we're 3 points off sixth place. If you'd asked me in August, September, October, November, December time, I would have took that. And it just shows you how tight the league is. You know, we went from sixth to tenth, I think,
yeah,
in the space of one game. So there'll be a lot of twists and turns yet. The one thing I do know is that we're a lot better than what we were today, with and without the ball. And I'll make sure that we sort that out.
Have you sensed a determination from the players already that let's put this to bed and get on with it? Because there's another big test on Tuesday, isn't it, against Swindon?
Yeah, we have to, because the games come thick and fast. You know, we always say win, lose or draw, we draw a line under it. Yes, we look at where we went wrong, but we go on to the next game.
Well, it would have been an even bigger day for James Coppinger, obviously, today, but obviously not involved. How close was he? Was he ever in the reckoning? Or
he was ill as well, James.
All right.
Thursday, Friday, so any sort of chance that he might have had, you know, he spent all day in bed on Thursday, so that sort of blew that out the window.
And looking ahead to Tuesday, Paul, obviously you got a good win there at the start of Christmas week against Swindon. You know what to expect, so these are the kind of games you want, I guess. Maybe the perfect fixture by way of response.
Yeah, it is. What we have to do now is we dust ourselves down, we go again. No time for moping or anything like that. You know, we've got ourselves in a great position, and with 10 games left, and I think most people within the club would have taken the position we're in just now at the start of the season.
A bad day at the office then, just a blip today.
It is, but we've just got to make sure in these 10 games that they're few and far between.